As debate soars over a live export ship at the centre of a coronavirus outbreak in Western Australia, it's emerged the ship may get special approval to transport sheep during the northern summer. Now, state and federal authorities are trading barbs over how the ship was allowed to dock and when authorities were notified about illness on board. Unions and exporters have also weighed in. Our reporter Annie Guest joins me now with the latest. Afternoon, Annie. What do we know about this exemption that may be granted for the ship?
Well, Tom, now attention is turning to the fate of these sheep, 56,000 or so that were due for live export. And that's coming amid the blame that's being shunted around about who knew what, about whether crew members aboard the LQH ship were sick when it arrived in Fremantle from the United Arab Emirates after it received permission from federal authorities to dock. We know that later, six of the ship's 48 crew tested positive for COVID-19 and have been moved off the ship to a Perth hotel for quarantine. The WA Premier has been quite critical of the handling of it, and that escalated into a blame game, which we'll go into further later. But for now, the Agriculture Minister says in terms of the sheep that the ship won't be able to depart before a live export ban comes into place on Monday. Earlier this year, the government banned live sheep exports during the Middle Eastern summer from June to September to improve animal welfare. And as we mentioned, those 56,000 or so sheep were bound for the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait. And now it will miss its deadline to set sail. But the Agriculture Minister says that an independent regulator could provide a special exemption in the new legislation.
There is an exemption, I'm advised, in the legislation for the independent regulator to give and to grant approval for that ship to sail after 1 June, and particularly in light of these circumstances. But that'll be at the discretion of the independent regulator, not me.
David Littleproud there, the Agriculture Minister, who's also been strongly defending the government's role. Now, Annie, what has Mr. Littleproud said about that?
He says that the situation was handled correctly, that a declaration had been made by the ship's master, there'd been three high temperature readings, an email had been sent. He says, look, we're not medical professionals. The email was forwarded on to Public Health in Western Australia to work through it. He says the protocol is clear. However, he has asked his department to go back and double check to make sure that every protocol was adhered to. He says on the face of it, they believe that they were and that the COVID protocols have been put in place. That's been echoed this morning by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who told Sky that, who on Sky this morning attempted to close down this fight when he was asked about who was responsible for the docking.
The state authorities are responsible for the health of the human beings, and agriculture is responsible for the health of any animals that ultimately go on these vessels, and the border force deals with the clearances which relate to passports and visas and all of these sorts of things, and the border entry. So, I mean, the process is actually being applied here. They've been isolated. That's what should have happened.
And Tom, the Prime Minister also appeared to launch a preemptive strike against any potential calls to shut down the live export industry during the pandemic and cautioning against any such move because he said it would hurt the economy drastically.
Annie, what have the unions and exporters had to say about the saga so far?
The Australian Livestock Exporters Council says there are no animal welfare concerns for the thousands of sheep waiting to board the LQH at Fremantle Port. The Exporters Council's Chief Executive Mark Harvey Sutton says there are no sheep on the vessel, as we know, and that the animals are safe at the port facility. And the union that's advocating for the workers, the International Transport Workers Federation, is worried about quarantine officers and port workers who boarded the vessel without knowing the men were infected. They say that the ship's captain had asked for medical services and crew had been concerned about going on shore. They say that they do not want to see another major outbreak similar to the Ruby Princess cruise ship ordeal. And the national coordinator of the of the Federation, the International Transport Workers Federation, Dean Summers, says all remaining workers on board the vessel need to be tested.
We know that Border Force has a terrible record on the Ruby Princess, and so does the New South Wales government. So my concern is that we didn't want to see a repeat of the Ruby Princess, and we didn't want to see the Australian Border Force repeat their behaviour with the cruise ship industry.
Dean Summers from the International Transport Workers Federation before that, and he guest reporting there.